Good evening to both of you.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabakar. Anabakar. Yehila chimincha. Sati. Serra. Alasakino yuta. Sati. Saverina. Amcha sadenu, paharenu, nora, kupra shayin, sintet nun. Na gibor, dorshe hulcha, kivavat, shamwen, nun gimogawad. Yukashin. Vahen Taharim Rakame Sitkatra Tami Yamle Etetresh Sahitat Gimel Kasim Kadosh Vero Tuka Nael Adata Tetkufet Tetunayim Yahid Geya Lamcha Pene Zohre Kirshata Nibgimolamet Hezayim Ku Shabbatenu Kaber Ushma Tiakatenu Yodeya Talumot Shinkufav Tadiyata. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column and the left column energy of this creation. We will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy for this purpose. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, Elrachum Bechanun, Erech Apayim, Virav Hesed Be'emet, Nosher Hesed La'alafim, Nosheahon Wapesha, Bechata'av Benakei, we're going to now connect to the energy of the year 5778 after we say El Hashem Yehud. Hashem Yehud, Kud Shabri, Kud Ishtin Kei, Bitchilu, Erchimu, Jilu, Jilu, Erchimu, Ve'ahavta L'Hashem Yehudei, Bevavei, Ve'yehuda Shilim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayhino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenehu. The energy of 5778 is bowing to Hashem in order to draw closer to Hashem, in order to be able to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkan Amnon Vayichal V'yavo HaMelech Liroto Vayomer Amnon El HaMelech Tavo Natamar Achoti Ut la ben leime shete levivot v'evre miyada. second verse that has this energy is Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. This verse has concealed within it the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. The letters of the name of the year are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiyacha v'avoni lo kesiti amarti ode ale pishai ladonai ohewahe v'ata nasata avon chatati sela. We're now going to connect to the year 5777, which has the energy of the goat. There are also two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. So Taduni Katipor Oyevai Tinam. When we take the first letter of these five words, we are able to parse them into Tzatzki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of the five words, we can permute them into Pir Yam, which is translated as a seat of tenants. Now the year 57, the second verse that connects to this energy of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohetem Tadibaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, and the letters of the name of the year are separated by seven letters each. The year 5776, known as the year of the pause, also has two verses that connect to this energy. Second Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34 is the first of the two verses we study. Raka kohanim hayulimat willo yachlu lehavshi. Et kol ha'olot v'yechaskum achechem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha yad yitkachu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav leitkadesh me ha'kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, Walahe, Wawawa, Yolayo Alame, Hey, 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 Aka'a, Rekacha. The second verse connecting to the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bitru ba Adonai Yohewahe Ade ad kibriya Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur olamim. The year 5775 as the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study, Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kamalo Tishani Mani Lo Tapeni Adili Ruki. Next, we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru Udu Miko Hamachazo Iyam Asher Yitzabe Sham Wushavtem Eli El Nahum Wehalati Yitzem Wehaya Im Yeshno Varet Vihi Pasti. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetsa yoved roav yom ruayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisam ki makom liami li Israel unta ki hufishakan tahta velo yirgas od velo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto Asher Barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, and we do this by taking all 216 letters and utilize their root vowels and say them the letters one by one. Wahe wahayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka akaheta ezayo alada vaawahe heya yozalame behe hereyo hekome vaawata layo la wa wa hey hey la nu la sa yo 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 me la hey 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 wa nu ta hey hey a yo re ta shi a hey re yo yo a wa me la ta be wa shi re yo hey wa la hey hey ta wa ko me nu da Anu yo he ame re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me Nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he. He re he me ta re wa me be yo he he. A nu wa me he yo ta me be me nu ko. Ayo ahe be wa re ahe yo be me. Ayo yo me wa me. The 72 names from the Sadiqim. Well, before we leave the 72 names of God, there are three names that we pay special attention to because of their connection to this year of 5778. Name number 13, Yud Zion Lamed, Yozala, has the energy of heaven on earth. Name number 14, Mem Bet Hey, May Bet Hey, has the energy of farewell to arms. And name number 30, Aleph Vav Mem, Awame, has the energy of building bridges. And we learn from this that by building bridges among people, reducing conflicts, helping people to find a peaceful resolution to any arguments or conflicts. By doing this, we expand the energy of Farewell to Arms, which ultimately will bring heaven down to earth. Now let's connect to the 72 names from the Sadiqin. And we connect to these names the same way we did the 72 names of God, all 216 letters with their root vowel. Wah, 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 yo, 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 sa, be, te, me, me, be, shi, la, yo, hey, anu, wa, ta, me, ta, hey, hey, wa, yo, anu, ta, la, hey, wa, hey, me, yo, sa, la, me, re, hey, hey, yo, yo, hey, me, me, la, wa, wa, ka, be, yo, la, yo, wa, pe, nu, la, nu me he yo hey yo me nu hey hey me wa nu yo hey hey shia yo re ta shia hey re la yo wa wa me le yo wa hey wa hey re yo yo wa la hey hey ta a ko me nu da a nu yo hey wa me re he ya yo he za he she he me ta ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la a re yo a la me ta he wa he wa la la yo he yo she a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la e be he me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo sa he be me ka ko a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. Name number 30 is the same name in both charts. It has the energy of building bridges and the emphasis by duplicating the name in the same position. The emphasis is on building bridges. It reinforces how important that effort is in changing ourselves, in helping others to change themselves. The Sadiqin who left this day which is the 14th day of Cheshvan, Rabbi Yehuda Lowy, the grandfather of the Maharal, Rabbi Leib Bal HaYeshurim in Sfat, Rabbi Avraham Elimelech Perlo of Stolen Karlin. He was the son of Rabbi Yisrael. And the eighth verse of the Anabakoach we say in a whisper. Today's class is a Zohar class. We can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row one, the right-hand column. That link will open up to the landing page of all of the parashas. When it opens up, scroll down to Parasha Vayera. And when that landing page opens up, scroll to section 10. Her husband is known in the gates. And we will start with Pasuk. One 51. And we have already said the L'shem Yechud, so we'll just go right into it. Rabbi Yehuda Patach Noda Bisharim Be'ala Beshito In Zikne Haaretz Tachatzei Kudsha Berichu Ishtalat Be'ekareya Be'ehu Ganis Besatim Be'aloya Sagya Lav Ite Be'alma Be'lahawa Min Yamadit Be'rei Alma Be'akil Ekaima Al-Hachmata Gilei Adelayakil Ekaima Be'ya. The translation, Rabbi Yehuda said, her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. Come and see. The Holy One, blessed be He, was exalted in His glory, because He is hidden and greatly elevated. Since the creation of the world, nobody has ever been able to grasp and conceive His entire wisdom. Thus, no one is able to comprehend it. My commentary. This pasuk is giving a hint to a spiritual law. Even wisdom has a structure which is a hierarchy. In order to comprehend something, one must first conceive and grasp the structure of a thing. Pasuk 152. Begin the Huganis, the Satin, the Stala, the Ela, the Ela, the Taho, Alaye, the Tatae, Laf Yachin, the Itzdabeka, Adikaho, Amrin, the Ruch, Kevod Hashem, Min Komo. Tatae amre tiyulela titival hashamayim kivodo ilae amre deyu litata dikti al toharet kivodecha adikoho Elai, with Tatae, Amre Baruch Yevod Hashem, Mein Tomo, Begin Dilayit Yada, Elahawa, Mandi Akil, Mekaima Beya, Ziyat Amarta, Noda Bishirin. The translation. He is concealed and exalted high above the reach of all the lower and supernal beings. He is so far above that they all proclaim, "Blessed be the glory of Hashem from his place." The people on earth say that the Shekhinah is high above. As it is written, His glory is above the heavens. But the supernal beings say that the Shekhinah is down below. As it is written, His glory is over all the earth. So that all the supernal and human beings declare, Blessed be the glory of Hashem from His place, because He is unknowable, and no one is able to grasp Him. Thus, how does one explain the verse, her husband is known in the gates? My commentary. Does Hashem have a place? One of the names of Hashem is Makom, which means place. Pasuk 153. Lava Dino Da Bisharim Peala Da Kucha Erihu Dehu Ichida De Itabak La Tum Adim Shae Felibea Kohad Tama Diakilia Ida Beka Uchad Chachmata Ufum Madim Shaye Eli Beyacha Ke Itiada Eli Beya Ugine Chachmada Da Sharim Vainum Sharim Aval Deitiada Kid Kayaot Rada Mande Akil Reida Beka Umindalea. The translation. Most certainly, her husband is known in the gates, refers to the Holy One, blessed be he, who is known and conceived according to what each one assumes in his mind, and is able to grasp with the spirit of wisdom. Thus he is able to understand according to what he is able to assume. Therefore it is written, her husband is known in the gates. The Hebrew word is she'arim. That is, those assumptions, the Hebrew word is she'urim, which everyone forms according to his own mind, even though full knowledge of him is far beyond the reach of anyone. My commentary. This is an amazing Zohar revelation. Each person has a perception of Hashem based on what he or she learns as a child. This stays with everyone until they start to learn the Zohar, and this pasuk in particular. Where will you take your personal perception of Hashem, having now learned this pasuk? Pasuk 154. Rabbi Shimon Amar, Noda Bisharim Bala Man Shearim, Kedavar Acher. Sharim Veshichem Vechinasu Pithe Olam Ugin Elu Sharim Deinun Dargin Ilaim Beginaihu Itiada Kuchabrihu Ila Lapiachlim Lita Baka Beya. The translation. Rabbi Shimon asks, her husband is known in the gates. What are the gates? They are the same as the gates mentioned in Lift Up Your Heads, Gates, and Lifted Them Up, You Everlasting Doors. It is through these gates, which are the supernal graves, that the Holy One, blessed be he, is known. For were it not for these gates, no one would have been able to commune with him. My commentary. This is describing the process of meditation to elevate to higher and deeper levels of meditation. Pasuk 155. Please remember, whatever questions you might have, feel free to ask them. There's no problem about interrupting. Tachatzi deha nishmata debar nash lavihu mandiyaki lemindala ela begin ilen Sheyasin degufa veinun dargin deadin Om Anuta Dinish Mata Begin Ka Ityada Pura Ityada Ka Kuchabarifu Ityada Vila Ityada Begin Dehu Nishmata Panishmata Ruha The Ruha Ganis Gritamar Gritamir Mikola Aval Demon Sharing Demon Pete Him Nishmatin The Nishmata Ityada Kuchabarifu. The translation. Come and see. Even the soul of man cannot be understood directly. It is grasped only through the members of the body, which represent the grades that belong to them, which reveal the actions of the soul. This is why the soul is conceivable and at the same time inconceivable. It is conceived by the members of the body, but is not conceivable in its own essence. In such a manner, the Holy One, blessed be He, is conceivable and inconceivable. He is the soul to the soul and the spirit to the spirit, hidden and concealed from all. But to he who merits those gates, namely the supernal grades, that are the openings of the soul, the Holy One, blessed be He, is made known. So he is conceivable by the supernal grades, which are his doings, but he is inconceivable from the aspect of his own essence. My commentary. Hashem is conceived by his actions, and that is not a full and complete conception. Pasuk 156. Tachatzei it pilitcha, liftecha v'darga, v'darga uminayhu, yediya yekara, kekucha berichu. Petacha ohel, Dahu pitcha, Tzedek kedavar, Acher pitchu li sheare, Tzedek wikdomer, Da pitcha kirkad ma'a, Ya'ala be'ya, Uhai pitcha pitchazun kosher pitchim ilaim mandezake leizake leminda peya uchalo shar pitchim begin dekola sharan aleya. The translation. Come and behold, there is gate upon gate, grade upon grade, through which the glory of the Holy One, blessed be He, is made known. This refers to the tenth door, which is the gate of righteousness, which is Malchut. Thus it is written, open to me the gates of righteousness, and this is the first gate to enter. From this gate, all the other supernal gates can be seen. So whoever enters this gate knows the other gates as well, because they all rest upon it. My commentary. So to someone with the merit, this pasuk is clear as it is written. I would like to draw your attention on a separate subject in Pasuk 156 in the Aramaic. I'm looking for a particular word. I will find it shortly. Okay. If you go to the second line of the Aramaic on the web page, and you start at the left column, or the left edge, and count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The seventh word from the left is acher. If you look at this word and compare it to the spelling of the last word in the Shema Yisrael, which is Echad, you can see the first two letters are spelled the same. The third letter is a resh and not a dalet, or in the Shema it's a dalet and not a resh. We extend the dalet when we say the Shema Yisrael. The last word, echad, is extended. We say, echad, echad. We emphasize the dalet, the doorway. Why do we do that? Is because this word, acher, has the meaning of the other side. And we don't want to say that Hashem is one, he's connected to the other side, God forbid. So we emphasize Echad for this purpose. And I took the opportunity, it was earlier in the Aramaic, it was also there. But I think it's something that's important for people to realize and to do, and why they do it. So I took the time right now to give you that information. Pasuk 157. Behashta depitcha da'ala yitzyada begin de Yisrael begaluta v'chal ho'epitchim istalaku Mine yadela yachlin, the mean da lit da beka, as all the zina di yifun, Yisrael mean galuta, the meanin, kalo dargin ilain, the mishre aleya, ki kayaot. The translation. But now this lower gate, which is called the tent door, and the gate of righteousness is unknown, because the children of Israel are in exile. As a result, all the gates are gone from it. Thus they are incapable of knowledge and conception. But when Israel shall return from exile, all the supernal grades will be destined to dwell upon this gate of righteousness, as should properly be. My commentary. This pasuk is hinting to the idea that there cannot be full Ruach HaKodesh while we are in exile. Yes, I know the Torah says that one prophet was received Ruach HaKodesh. He received prophecy, a higher level than the Ruach HaKodesh. But that was an unusual case for an unusual purpose, and Hashem overrode his own natural spiritual laws. But there will come a time when we will come out of exile, and we need to be prepared for Ruach HaKodesh. We need to be prepared to study the deeper levels of the Kabbalah. And we will do that when the time is right. But we need to prepare ourselves. And that is why we study the Sefer Yetzirah in the particular manner that I was taught and that I teach those who want to learn it. Pasuk 158. The translation, then people will have knowledge of the supernal wisdom of which they previously knew nothing, as it is written, and the spirit of Hashem shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of Hashem. In the future, all these shall rest upon this lower gate, which is the tenth door, namely Malchut, and they shall all rest upon King Messiah to judge the world, as it is written, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor. My commentary. As a student of Kabbalah, did you realize that the Sefirot are being mentioned in this pasuk? They start with, the spirit of Hashem shall rest upon him. The spirit of wisdom and understanding is Chachma and Bina. The spirit of counsel and might is Bezid and Devorah. The spirit of knowledge and the fear of Hashem, Netzach and Hod. And in the future, all these shall rest upon this lower gate, which is the tenth door, which is Malchut. And they shall all rest upon King Messiah to judge the world as it is written, but with righteousness, which is Malchut, shall he judge the poor, which is Malchut. These are code words. As a student of Kabbalah, we need to recognize the code words when they appear in the Torah itself or in the study that we do through the Zohar or any other source. That's the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions?
I do, Hanok.
Go ahead, Jasmine.
Okay, my question is regarding Pasuk 157. What is really Israel are in exile or being in exile? Can you explain me a little bit?
Uh, I will be happy to explain it to you as best I understand it. But the children of Israel are in exile. So if you're talking about the physical world, the physical exile, it means that the children of Israel were expelled from the land. The land meaning Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel. That's physical exile. The Pasukim, the Psalms, and the Proverbs and other places, the language that is used, the translation of that language is that the land vomited the people out. It's not very pleasant language. But the land has a consciousness. And if somebody is defiling the land takes retribution. And the retribution is the exile of the children of Israel on the physical level of physically being out of the physical land of Israel. Now, let's move to the level of the spiritual exile. The spiritual exile means a separation between you and Hashem. The hierarchy of the world is you have physical beings, then you have spiritual beings, then you have angels, then you have human beings who have achieved their tikkun. They have now become tzaddikim, and then you have Hashem. Or there may be other spiritual entities or older civilizations in other parts of the universes that are above man. But our sages teach that man is the penultimate. It is the purpose of creation, all of the creation wherever it happens. But that doesn't mean a human being, or maybe it does. But one of my current teachers, one of my Kabbalistic teachers, is saying very clearly, don't be so arrogant. Yes, you're a human being, but there are spiritual entities throughout the universe, throughout the worlds, that were created before man, and some will be created after man, and they're all children of Israel. Once they have achieved their correction, they move to a level just below Hashem. That level is referred to as the throne, where Hashem can sit on the throne. He can be supported by the throne. That is the purpose of the children of Israel. Not just human beings, but wherever you find the consciousness of a child of Israel. But to the specific question you asked, what is spiritual exile? It means that you are separated from Hashem. You're separated from your hierarchy, where you should be, where you are meant to be, when you have completed your tikkun. I hope that gave you information and made things clearer for you, Jasmine.
Thank you. I believe that's what we're trying to do here, studying Kabbalah.
That's correct. We're trying to get closer to Hashem. That's what we are here to do. That's what this year is all about. When we recognize that that is our desire, it's much easier to walk away from our egos and to bow down to Hashem so that we can walk with Hashem, meaning we move closer to Hashem.
So
Are there any
Thank
other
you.
Questions? You're welcome. Shalom to all. Classes on
Shalom.
Saturday evening, Motzi Shabbat. Abdallah at 6 p.m. and a new Zohar for the Parsha of Chaye Sarah at 7 p.m. Sunday at 10:30 a.m., we will continue our studies in the goodness of the land of Israel. And at 3 o'clock, we will continue our studies in advanced reincarnation. All of the times that I have mentioned are West Coast times. And I remind you, I believe that there is a change of time this coming Motzi Shabbat. So please keep that in mind. Shalom to all. Kol Tov. Shabbat Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Oh. Mm-hmm.